For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Melody Zuniga joined her daughter for a program that identified sixth grade girls who would be the first generation in their families to go to college. She wanted her youngest child to have opportunities she didn't. Now, she's an inspiration to her daughter. The 40-year-old mother is set to graduate in August.
I don't want to say it's everything because it's not. I've become a little more humbled. It's more like a great accomplishment.
The genesis of Melanie Zuniga's journey toward a bachelor's degree found her out of the blue 5 years ago. Zuniga wanted to give her daughter a chance to find out about going to college through a program sponsored by the American Association of University Women. Instead, Zuniga found herself with a desire to pursue a degree of her own. Buoyed by supportive staff and faculty at Texas Tech, Zuniga discovered a passion for geology that surprised even her.
For lack of a better term, it's love at first sight. You know when you know, you know. It was just one of those things. I knew. I thought, I love this. I can do this. Oh, I'm gonna do this. And all it took was just a couple of women just to give me that little push to show that, hey, you know, yeah, things don't look great, but that's just the surface. It was just their words that kept pushing me.
Zuniga grew up about 90 minutes east of Lubbock in Spur. She started working at age 8, hoeing cotton in the fields. She did well in school. But because of her family's financial situation, college never came up in conversations. From her mother, she heard, find a husband.
I was never told that I could go to college. It never occurred to anybody. Even though I was in the top 5 of my class, I was in National Honor Society, I competed in UIL Academics, I was in a program called Gifted and Talented. I did all of that, but my teachers never talked to me about going to school. They never did, because of where I came from.
Before she came to Tech in fall 2012, Zuniga worked full-time as a school bus driver and a trainer, while also raising her two sons and daughter. Her drive to improve her future is the result of her decision to get her bachelor's degree.
That is basically the gas in my engine, is growing up knowing that people didn't think I could do or be anything because, one, I'm female, two, I'm Hispanic, three, I'm poor.
Initially, Zuniga received grant money and financial aid, but it wasn't long before she started to earn scholarships. Currently, she's at Texas Tech as a full-time student, and she works full-time at a gravel company as part of an internship. And she's still a parent. The pace often leaves her spent, but she perseveres.
There are times that it becomes too much, but you don't have a choice. There's no other option but to go. There is no stopping. There is no hiding in a corner. There is no reverse. This is just a straightforward, straight shot. There is no other direction.
Zuniga's goal is within sight. She's set to graduate in August. And though she loves Texas Tech, Lubbock, and West Texas, she's keen to get her first job somewhere there are trees and water. Being an independent geologist is a possibility down the road.
For me, it'll probably be independent private companies, small companies that will, when you call, hey, I've got a plot of land that I want to buy. Can you come out here? There are tanks out here. Can you see what, you know, it's testing, remediation, you know, things of that nature.
Callum Hetherington, one of Zuniga's professors, says she's the embodiment of tenacity.
She is going to be very successful as a geologist because of this willingness to continue working to be excellent.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.